A whistleblower sent ALTA the ETC contract with subcontractor ProAsh after ALTA recently exposed the existence of this unknown contract and raised questions about its purpose. Now, the contract shows that ETC hired ProAsh, a small business with no track record, to manage BBB EE issues for 40 million rand, payable over 9 years, signing the flimsy service level agreement about 10 days before ETC signed with Sunlaw. Now, ALTA previously confirmed that at least 10 million rand was paid over the first 3 years of the contract, but no work appears to have been done. Concerns arising from the contract also include company details, VAT records, and the legitimacy of the services supposedly delivered. Now, ALTA wants the contract with ProAsh to be investigated in detail by ETC and its independent investigator, ENS Africa, and by the National Prosecuting Authority. Furthermore, ALTA once again calls on Minister of Transport, Fikile Mbalula, to initiate an independent and in-depth inquiry into all contracts entered into by SANRAL with regard to the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project and the ETOL scheme.